Fondazione Radio Magica presents The Gymnast Rings of Dante Cavazzini. Dante Cavazzini's apartment, built in the first half of the 20th century, now a modern and contemporary art museum, Udine. Written by Elena Commessate, read by Spencer Green.
Once upon a time, there was a fabric merchant called Dante Cavazzini, known as Mr. Dante, who was a small man, not only small, but very small. Imagine meeting an old man who had remained like a child. He often kept a pencil behind his ear, because that made it easier for him to write his accounts down on a piece of paper. And almost every day, he wore a working apron the colour of squirrel's fur. He was born in Emilia in 1890, had taken part in the war, and when he was about 30 years old, in 1921, he arrived in Udine, where he opened a large shop which sold fabrics and called it Al Ribasso, discount. In his workshop, he had many different fabrics hanging from the ceiling. From below, this map of colours and materials seemed like a kite with fringes or laundry items hanging down from hundreds of threads. "This way," he said, "it is easier to choose." Mr. Dante had no children and dedicated himself to the children of others who needed care and help. He and his wife Aminta donated blankets, games and medicines, and in the city they were known for their generosity. Mr. Dante did not speak much and worked hard. He often ate white rice because he had stomach problems and almost never went on holiday. You could find him behind the counter, especially in the morning with customers who greeted him. "Mr. Dante, do you still have that tablecloth from which chocolate stains can be easily removed?" Then in the afternoon he would disappear. "I'm going out to do a few errands." Instead, he would go to the upper floors of the building, where inside the museum his apartment still exists. There, Mr. Dante immediately became another person. Closed in his bathroom, intent on doing gymnastic exercises by himself, hanging by his hands from two black rings which almost touched the ground, he transformed himself every day into a tall prince, the head of a tribe of extremely tall inhabitants, intent on having fun in the heat of the tropics or on holiday, sunbathing on a golden sandy beach. When he died, Dante Cavazzini donated his large house to the city of Udine so that it might become a museum for adults and children. And so the magical rings are still there hanging in his huge bathroom near the low wash basin to remind us of Mr. Dante, a little man with a very big heart.